75 years ago this week, my family was displaced from a village called Tantura. Tantura was a beautiful village on the Mediterranean Sea, just south of Haifa. You know, the family went to sleep like normal. In the middle of the night, they started hearing gunfire. By early morning, the whole village was attacked. The evening that the village was attacked, up until the early morning, a massacre had occurred. They killed several hundred people, including many of my distant relatives. My uncle Adnan was actually at the mass grave at gunpoint, forced to collect the bodies and throw them into the mass grave. In fact, one of the bodies he was collecting was his friend's father. His friend's father was actually still alive, but he was wounded. He had no choice but to throw the body into the grave, because he told his friend, if we don't do this, we're gonna end up in the grave with him, and we may end up in the grave with him anyways. The majority of the villagers came into my family's home seeking refuge. My grandfather was one of the elders of the village. In fact, he owned most of the village. My cousin was the Mukhtar, which is the mayor of the village at the time. When the villagers came to the house, they were seeking like shelter. They were seeking help. They thought that my grandfather could help them. They thought he could protect them. Unfortunately, my grandfather didn't have the power to do that. All the men and the women and the children were taken to the beach. They were separated. My grandmother and my aunt and my youngest uncle, who was 3 years old at the time, were forced to walk to the neighborhood village of Fredis, and then eventually they were sent to refugee camps in Syria. My father and my uncles and my grandfather were all taken to forced labor prison camps. My dad was in the forced labor prison camp just shy of 2 years. During that time, they weren't allowed to bathe. My dad told me that he had bugs living on him. He literally couldn't get them off of him. When he was released, he was dumped into Jordan, and he looked like a homeless man because he hadn't bathed in 2 years and he hadn't shaved, and he was basically in prison clothes. Fortunately, there was a cab driver that from the village of Tantura who recognized my dad, and he gave him like a few dollars, but it was enough for him to get to Syria. The mass grave that my uncle was burying the bodies is actually now paved over into a parking lot. So they've converted the village now into a beach resort for Israeli tourists. So when you're coming to the beach, you're actually parking on the mass grave to get to the water. I was actually born in Syria as a result of all of this. First generation not born in Tantura. I was born as a refugee in Syria. I didn't become a citizen of any country of the world until I was 12 years old. That was after we had immigrated to the United States. Until now, my family's never been able to return to their ancestral homeland. Although my father and my grandfather were both born in Tantura, and my great-grandfather, they have no right to return to their homeland, even though there is a deed that says my family owns this land. Recently, there was an Israeli film where the soldiers basically admitted to the massacre that they committed in Tantura. And even with this information, we have no recourse, we have no restitution, we have no ability to return to our homeland. And I can tell you that our desire to come back will never stop. We will return to Palestine.